For MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns, and this is the Coach's File, brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly. For the best in cold cuts, calzones, deli meats, it is the Gloria Food Store. Joining me today in the Coach's File is Gloucester Varsity Winter Track Coach Dave Coleman. And Dave, welcome.
Hi, nice to be here.
Let's reflect back to a year ago and the success of the team, and then let's look at this year's team and some of the standout performers that you expect to have. You've got one meet in the book, and already a couple of very good performances so far. And we'll look at the structure of the league, the new tiering with the addition of the former GBL teams. So let's look back at last year.
Last season, both teams ended up, I think, 3-5, or 2-5 and 3-6, 3-4. It was a tough season record-wise, but we did well in the league meet. We had an individual state champion in Sierra Rudolph in the high jump, and a lot of individual success at the league level. Losing Sierra this year is going to hurt, but her sister, Leah, is coming in as the two-time reigning 600-meter champ in the league, and we have a lot of very young talent, so it's looking good on the girls' side. On the boys' side, we graduated several big performers, but we do return Captain Chris McDonald, who is also a formidable 600-meter runner, as well as Corey Hurd in the long-distance events.
Now, Hurd is a name that people in Gloucester will be familiar with. Is he related to the former two?
Yeah, he's their little brother. He is, hoping to fill those big shoes. But he's doing very well. Had a great cross-country season. Is rounding into hopefully a very good and successful senior year for him.
How many kids run cross-country transfer into winter and spring?
Almost all of them. On the boys' side, all the boys that ran cross-country are now running indoor track. On the girls' side, we lost two of our top girls who chose to take a winter off, but the rest of the girls are in.
Okay, as we look this year, you had an opening meet with Marblehead, and Marblehead took that match, but again, you still had a couple of outstanding performances.
Yeah, absolutely. We had was seeing a lot of good young talent. We had a girl, Sedona Gillard, who got disqualified but would have won the 300. Leah won the 1,000, Leah Rudolph there, which is not her normal race, but she was trying something different there. Caitlin Marks won the 55-meter dash. A lot of eighth graders. We have the eighth graders who are able to compete with us this year, and some really good performances out of them. On the boys' side, Chris ran an excellent 300. Corey missed the meet. He was sick. But we had AJ Romeo Oliver. Never say that name right. He had a good dash. He's going to round out into a nice sprint, 300-meter guy. And then our boys' 4x4 relay had an excellent run. They all ran really fast and won that race.
Really good. Okay, what are we looking at in terms of numbers in the program this year, and how does that compare to some of the teams in the conference that you have to compete against?
So we are looking right now at about 47 registered athletes, a real number of closer to 42 combined boys and girls. The boys team is just slightly under 20, the girls just slightly over. That puts us at the third smallest team in the entire NEC, only above Salem and Saugus. And the other teams in the North Division that we go against, ranging from Peabody at 207 combined to the smallest closest to us is Danvers at 92 combined athletes. It makes it difficult for us to fill a roster to compete, but we do have the talent to win a couple of these meets against some of these teams, so we'll do okay. We'll probably have a similar record to last year, somewhere in that 2-5, 3-4 range. And then we'll compete well at the league meet. Probably finish in the top 4 or 5 in the league at the league meet. So that'll show sort of where our top talent is.
And certainly in finishing well in the league meet now certainly means a lot more because of the addition of the former GBL teams that have increased the size of the league itself. How do you see that impact in the overall competition within the Northeast Conference?
In some ways, it helps us because you bring in some powerful schools like Somerville who can take points away from the PBDs and the Beverlys of the world, which in our league dominate. Often in the past, you'd see PBD getting, like 1 and 2 or 1 and 3 in a particular race, and now, these schools will break it up, which gives us a chance to kind of creep up in the points and earn some of those, even it out a bit, which is good in that sense. It does make it difficult, for us to compete with a small school, but, it has its ups and downs, I guess.
Okay. Who's your next meet, and when is it?
We have PBD tomorrow at PBD at 6:30. That's going to be a tough one. They're, again, the biggest school in the conference. But, we'll come in and we'll compete, and then we go against Everett the week after, and that's when I feel like we should be able to win on both the boys' and girls' side.
All right, Dave, I just want to thank you for your time, and we'll check in during the course of the season to see how things are progressing with the Fishermen.
All right, thank you, Tim.
Okay, that's been Dave Coleman, the varsity boys and girls track coach here at Gloucester High School. For MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns.